We'll start with the Gemara in Chulin. Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Chav. Well, it starts, has a halacha. In the Mishnah, Hikbes Adam Bachalei Yeshehim Chesa Chaylev V'Gomer Chayev. That if a person took chaylev, which is a salad, and he melted it down and he drank it, so he's chayev for eating chaylev. He's chayev karts. So one wants to know, how do we know that halacha? How do we know that if you take an iser, which is a salad, and you melt it down into a liquid, how do we know that it still has the minatayre? You still have the chil. So what brings the drasha nefesh l'rabbis hashoisa? Suggests a kosov. And then the Gemara brings two other psukim from which we learn the same principle. The Gemara makes a tricha, so how do we know, why do we need three psukim? So the Gemara makes a tricha, so that we need the three psukim. We have a pasuk by chaylev, then we have a pasuk by nevela sef Torah. Then we have a pasuk by chometz. So the Gemara makes a tricha from all three that we have to have all the three psukim. So from there we learn a principle that if you're mamche, if you melt down an iser, it still has the shame. Still has the shame iser. Okay, and the Gemara has a shaila. So all of these things, they all have in common that they're an iser habomei elav. They're not a man-made iser. I mean, it's not like like hektish, where you made something osur. These are all isurim that the isur is there. It's chometz, it's chaylev. But how do we know that the same principle would apply to a man made isur like hektish? Rashi is asking hektish. Tosfos is asking on klayim. It's also like a man made isur. How do we know there also you have such a principle that if you melt it down your chayev, it still has the same isur? So Gemara says we learn that from Bikurim. That Bikurim also, by Bikurim also, if you have Bikurim and you squeeze out the juice, so we have a drasha. Tobi is marbe that if you take Bikurim and you squeeze out the juice, so the juice also has a shemis, so you also chayev, it has a shemis, it's Bikurim. Can't bring the juice lechatchila in the basket as bikurim. That was another drasha, priyata maybe. But once you brought it and it was chal in the shem bikurim, you squeeze out the juice also has a shem bikurim. So if the zar eats it, he's chayav keren, the chaymish, chayav nisa, and so on. Whereas the Pirchanet, hacking out a Bikurim has a chumba, it needs kriya v'hanocha. So the Gemara says, well, we learn that from Truma, from Bikurim and Truma, together. And how do we know Truma? Because Truma has a hekish to Truma is chukush to Bikurim. We have a hekish between Truma and Bikurim. Hi, Truma has a chayma, that there's a chiv chaymish in Misa. There's no misa by Truma. There's misa v'chaimish. So we make a matzat from Truma Bikurim. And then he says, "Well, Truma Bikurim also. They both have misa v'chaimish. So how can we learn from Truma Bikurim? They both have a matzat that they have misa v'chaimish." So all we learn out from Truma Bikurim and from one of the other things, from Chaylev or Chometz. So the Kitzur, we have here a Matzat from Yiminai. We're able to make a Matzat from... I'm not going now into all the details of the drushes, but the Kitzur, we have Chaylev and Chometz and Avela Seif Torah, and we have Truma and we have Bikurim. So from all of this, we're able to make a Matzat to establish this principle that if you take a salad and turn it into a liquid, it still retains the shame it still retains the same issur. Then the Gemara brings the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Dvash dvarim, v'yayin tapuchim, v'chaimitz sidvonios." All kinds of fruit juices. V'shay minei perishul truma. V'lezim v'chayiv keren v'chaimish v'bishu v'paita. V'lezim says, "Is a chayiv keren v'chaimish and juice, not only of wine and oil, but all kinds of juices, all kinds of any kind of pears that you squeeze out the juice." You still have the chi of karen v'chaimish of, if it was truma, it retains the, sorry, Rabbi Lezer says that your Rabbi Lezer says you chayiv chaimish even on other fruit juices. Rabbi Shua said no, it's only by yayin v'shemen. But other fruit juices, if you squeeze them out, you're not chayiv karen v'chaimish. So that's an important machlekes, and Rabbi Yas also brings this machlekes, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Lezer says that all fruit juices, not only yayin v'shemen, but all fruit juices, the juice retains the shem iser of the pre. And the Bishu says, no, it's only by yayin v'shem, and it doesn't apply to other juices. Other juices, the juice of let's say of apples of truma, the apple juice does not have a shem truma. You're not chayav karen v'chemish. It's only by yayin v'shem. So Gemara says, b'may pligi, what's the yisoid of this machlekes? So Gemara says the machlekes is about the principle of doin mino mino or doin mino v'uki basra. Doin mino mino or doin mino v'uki basra means as follows. Let's say in the case that we're talking about over here, the drasha that juice retains the shem pri was said by Bikur. That drasha pri, or tovi to be marba even the juice. Then we learned out truma from Bikur. So we're learning out truma from Bikur. Now by truma itself, the Torah specifically talks about tirei shviyitza. The Torah talks about olives, olive oil, and wine as being something that's chayev in truma. So, since I already know that by truma yayin v'shemen, the Torah already talked about yayin v'shemen. So the Torah said the feirish yayin v'shemen have a special status. So there's a welcome to say doin mino v'uki basra, that even though we're going to learn out truma from bikurim, that juice is like the pri, but maybe we'll limit it. We'll look around after you made the drasha, you learned out truma from bikurim. Then you look around at the local environment and you see, well, that in the world of truma, the Torah specified tirei shviyitzer. So since the Torah specified tirei shviyitzer, we'll limit the drasha to tirei shviyitzer. We want to expand it to other fruit juices. That doin mino v'uki basra. We learn from bikurim. We're dan from bikurim. But then uki basra. But then it goes native. Like even though we had a drasha from bikurim, but then once the drasha arrives now in the world of truma, so it goes native. It requires the uki basra. It requires the local topography, the local features. And since by truma itself the Torah talks about tirei shviyitzer, so therefore we're going to limit the drasha to tirei shviyitzer. We're going to limit the drasha to tirei shviyitzer. So you can ask me a question. Rashi already asks, one second, why would we need a drasha for tirei shviyitzer? If the Torah already said beferish that the tirei shviyitzer has a different truma tirei shviyitzer, so what's the chiddush that so I don't need a drasha to tell me tirei shviyitzer. Why do I need the drasha from bikurim in the first place? So Rashi explains that the pasuk of tirei shviyitzer is telling me you have to take off trumas and maisers from tirei shviyitzer. That if you have olive oil and it's not good maiser, it's tevel. You have to take off trumas and maisers. But that doesn't mean that if you took off. But I still don't know that if you took off truma from olives, and now I have olives of truma, that if I squeeze them, it still retains the shem truma. That's a separate idea. This is one idea. If I have oil of, let me see the Rashi inside. Yeah, actually says, if you hold doimino buki basra, it means that we're only going to learn out tish v'yitzah, and we're not going to learn out other mashkin, and only those mashkin, the nogi but truma, that they have a din truma in and of themselves, hu di alfino mi bikurim, that's what we learn out from bikurim, dim kara aleim shem truma, kaidim shadorchon nesarim, they have a shem truma, that if you kara on them a shem truma, before you squeeze them, they become truma. So mashkin. Second. Right. The Torah says Tirush V'Yitzur, that means you can be Kaira Shem on Tirush V'Yitzur. You can be Kaira Hashem Truma on Tirush V'Yitzur. I don't need to learn how to be Kurim. That says Beferish in Torah. You could take your Tirush V'Yitzur, and you can be Kaira on Hashem Truma. You machoyev to be Kaira on Hashem Truma, and the Truma is Chav. But what I learned out from Bikurim is that likewise, if I have Zaysim and Anovim of Truma, that I was Kaira Hashem Truma and Zaysim and Anovim, so now the Shem Truma is Zaysim and Anovim. The Shem Truma is not I was Kaira Hashem Truma and Zaysim and Anovim before I squeezed it out. So now I have Truma, Zaysim, and Anovim. And now I take those Zaysim and Anovim of Truma and I squeeze them out. So how do I know that that still retains the Shem Truma? So that I learned out from Bikurim, that that also has a Shem, that also has a Shem Truma. But that principle that if you have Truma, a fruit of Truma, and you squeeze it out, the juice retains the Shem Truma, that's, if you hold on to the Kibachor, that's limited to Tirush V'Yitzur, because Tirush V'Yitzur, I already know the Torah singled out Tirush V'Yitzur in the context of Truma. So that's the Shita Rabbi Shua. And Rabbi Lezi says, no, don't me know me no. And since I'm learning out from Bikurim, I'm learning out the whole principle that juice that comes out of a fruit retains the Shem Isser of the fruit. I'm learning that out from Bikurim. And by Bikurim, there's no particular, Torah doesn't talk about Tirush V'Yitzur. There's no particular reason to limit it to Tirush V'Yitzur. There's no reason not to, in the context of Bikurim, Remainim, Zaysim, they're all the same thing. So therefore, the whole principle, so since I'm learning Truma from Bikurim, so everything comes with, the whole package comes from Bikurim, is blame me no, I continue to learn everything from Bikurim, and therefore, the din of Mashkin HaYosim and Mehem Kemosim will apply not only to Zaysim Banovim, it'll apply to all fruit as well. And then, the Hemshech Gemara Mavur, that if you hold like a Rishua, the blame me no, Uki Basra, that since Truma, the Torah singled out Tirush V'Yitzur, so the limit is limited to Tirush V'Yitzur, so now that we know that by Truma, this principle is limited to Tirush V'Yitzur, so Truma now is Malamed back on Bikurim, since I have that Hekesh, and now I say that by Bikurim, also it's only by Tirush V'Yitzur. And even by Bikurim, I now learn back that this thing, the Mashkin HaYitzim Kemoisim, is going to be limited to Tirush V'Yitzur.
When we go back to Bikurim, is that the Mashkin are Kemosin, or is that what you can be maybe from? In other words, that the Mashkin...
No, you can't be maybe regardless. You can't bring Ayin Hashem in as a Havah. The Gemara is in the very beginning. Priyatamevi, Viyatamevi, Mashkin. You can't bring to the Beis HaMikdash a bottle of wine. You have to bring to the Beis HaMikdash Zaysim, Ve'anovim, and Rimonim, and everything else. But if you brought to the Beis HaMikdash Zaysim, Ve'anovim, Hevi, Anovim, Ve'dorchon, that's the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and that's the machlekes of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Lezer says that's limited to Zaysim and Anovim, that if Hevi and Anovim and Dorchon, it still has a Shem Bikurim, and you chayv on it, whatever, Miso, Chaymish. And according to Rabbi Shua, it's limited to Zaysim and Anovim, and according to Rabbi Lezer, it would apply to all Mashkin. That's the Sugya Segemar. So there's a Shal here, Mshat. Which is the Gemara began, we were talking about taking Yisurim, Chaylev, Hektish, taking various Yisurim, melting them down into a liquid, and whether the liquid still has the Shem Isser. If you take Chaylev and you turn it into a liquid, liquid Chaylev, does it have a Shem Isser? Liquid Hektish, does it have a Shem Isser? And we had a drasha from three different psukim, from Chometz, from Chaylev, Chometz, and Nevela Seif Torah, that even if you have liquid Nevela Seif Torah, you have liquid Chometz, or you have liquid Chaylev, it still has a Shem, Issur, and you chayev Chorus to say. Then anyway, I said, okay, but maybe that's only Issur Abba Me'elov, but an Issur that's not Abba Me'elov, like Hektish, maybe that's not true. Maybe liquid Hektish is not like Hektish. Hektish doesn't have its own posse. So the Gemara said, well, so the Gemara's Maskana was, well, we can bring in more things to the Matzad, we can add Truma and Bikurim. So we'll have we can add Truma Bikurim to the mix, and from Truma Bikurim and Chaylev and Chometz, and we don't need all of them, but from some of them anyway, we have enough over here that we can make a matzah that we can include Hektish. That was the first half of the sugya. Now it turns out in the second half of the sugya that by Truma Bikurim itself, it's not so poshut that this applies even to all juices. The poshut by Truma Bikurim is talking about juice. And it seems that it doesn't apply to all juices, according to Bishu at least. According to Belezer, it applies to all juices. But according to Bishu, don't even know of Uki Basra. Bishu holds, no, it's limited to Tirush V'Yitzur. Well, if by Truma Bikurim, this principle that the liquid retains the quality of the salad is limited to Tirush V'Yitzur, that means that by Truma Bikurim, It doesn't even apply to all Truma Bikurim, only to certain kinds of Truma Bikurim, only to Yayin Veshemen, to Yayin Veshemen, to Zaysim Van Oven. It doesn't even apply to apples. So how can you let out from Truma Bikurim that if you take Hektish and you liquefy it, you know, I don't know what exactly, you know, okay, so Hektish, you liquefy the, you know, you have a piece of meat of Hektish and you turned it, whatever it is, you know, how can I learn out from Truma Bikurim to Hektish if it's not even true by all Truma Bikurim? It shouldn't be true of Hektish. So how does this? There's a distance between the first half of the sugya and the second half of the sugya. In the first half of the sugya, we're trying to learn a general principle that if you take chaylev or you take Hektish and you turn it into a liquid, you're still chayev for eating it. And then I have and part of the drasha is from Truma Bikurim, because if I didn't have Truma Bikurim, I won't know a Hektish, I won't know Klayim, I won't know Yisrael Bameilov. I'll only know Yisrael Bameilov, I won't know in Yisrael Tzein of Bameilov. So I need to come out to show Truma and Bikurim over here are participating in the limud for the general principle in all Yisurim Sheva Torah that if you liquefy them, they still have the same Yisrael. But then it emerges from the second half of the sugya that by Truma and Bikurim themselves, according to Abishur, some of the halachas like Abishur, according to Abishur, Nagamar's with the halachas like Abishur, according to Abishur, it's really limited to not, it's not true by all Truma and Bikurim. It's only specifically true about Tirish V'Yitzer. It's not true about other things. So how can this be the mukkah or part of the mukkah for the general principle that liquefied Yisurim retain the Shemis? That's problem number one. So many Achrayim say, the Menachos Baruch in Siman Nuntes has a whole beautiful tshuva about this sugya. And he brings from a lot of Achrayim, the Chacham Tzvi, and the Pnei Yeshua, and the Shagas Ayah, and the Mishkan Nesankim. That in Echinami, the drasha only works according to Reb Elezer. Only according to Reb Elezer can we use Trumi Bikurim as a mocker for... That a liquefied Isser is still Asa. But according to Abishua, we talk it on Avamokah. I mean, we'll have a Mokah of Isser B'me'elov. We have Chometz, we have Nedela Seif Torah, we have enough Isser B'me'elov. But we won't know, for example, that liquefied Hektish, you're still Chayev. Yeah, so Nechami. So a lot of Achayim still learn Nechami. The Gemara that says that you can learn that from Truma Bikurim, Isser She'ena B'me'elov, that you can learn that from Truma Bikurim, it's only like a Belezer. According to Shua, it's Taka not true, and we won't have a limud that you can liquefy, for liquefying an Isser that's not an Isser B'me'elov. But the Menachos Baruch wants to say a different answer. He says a very interesting thing. The Emes is a different question. There's a different question in the Sugya, which is the Shain already asked. Shaina may ask, it seems in this Gemara in Chulun that the reason why Rabbi Shua limits the din of Mashkin HaYetzimim Kimoysim to wine, to Yayin V'Shemen, is because he has a Kosov. That then you know Bulki Basra, you learn that Truma from Bikurim, and by Truma it says Tirish V'Yitzar, and therefore we limit it to Tirish V'Yitzar, and then we learn back to Bikurim that it's limited to Tirish V'Yitzar. So it sounds like Xeris HaKosov. That the din of Mashkin Yitzim Kemoisim is limited to Yayin Veshemen. So the Achayim, the Rishayim ask, the Gemara Pesachim and Chavdal and Amidbeis says that the reason why Rabbi Shua holds that Mashkin that come from other Paris, Sharmay Paris, Yipotter, Sharmay Paris of Tumi Yipotter, if you drink them, is for a different reason entirely, because it's Zeya Ba'alma. Zeya ba'alma means it's not a fruit at all. It's the product of the fruit. I don't look at it. It's just a zeya ba'alma. It's not the fruit. It doesn't have a shem pri. It's not the fruit. It's a zeya ba'alma. So it sounds like it's a svar. The Gemara there has a havmi that it's for different. The Gemara b'chal has a havmi m'sachim that maybe it's because it's shleika derech achilosim. It's not the derech to drink apple juice. Mostly you eat apples. There's only yayin v'shemen is the derech. The Gemara says no, it's not a raya. It's not necessarily it's not the derech, but it's because it's a zeya ba'alma. The etzim it's a omar raya. It's not a right, it's a different principle entirely. It's a Zeya Ba'alma. So it sounds like it's a svar that it's a zeya ba'alma. Here we're saying that it's a zeya sakosin. So Tais from Sochem asked the kasha. Tais is a teretz over there, technical teretz. But the Rashba answers, that the pasuk is megala the svar. Meaning zeya ba'alma is just words. How do you know what's called a zeya ba'alma? What's not called a zeya ba'alma? Why is Yayin Hashem and not called a zeya ba'alma? And apple juice is a zeya ba'alma. Like what determines that? So that's the gzeres hakosel. Since I have a gzeres hakosel, then we know Luki Basra that the principle of mashkan yisim kemoisim we learn out from Tirush Yitzu that it's limited to yayin v'shemen. So the gzeres hakosel now it's not a milsevili timer. The gzeres hakosel is megala that yayin v'shemen has a shem pri and is part of the pri and apple juice is not doesn't have a shem pri. Apple juice is just a zayin v'alma. That's how the Rashba says. The Rashba us in the sugya. The Rashba us in the sugya. It's mevum mitaych tovar. But that's how we understand that it's the gzeres hakosel is megala. The svara that it's a zeya, ba'am. So now comes the Michas Baruch. Michas Baruch is very chashuv sefer. Comes the Michas. This is a very beautiful tshuva. It's good to go through if you have a chance. But the Michas Baruch says, he says like this. He says every time you take juice, you take a fruit and you squeeze it for juice. So there's really two issues in play. There's one issue. Is the juice part of the pre? Does the juice have a shem pre? Maybe do I look at the juice as the pre? Do I look at the juice as a byproduct of the pre? Is the juice the pre? So that's issue number one. So there we have a pasuk doyminov kibasho that we have gzeres hakosov that other juices I don't look at it as being part of the pre. Apple juice is not apples. Apple juice is a byproduct of apples. Yayin v'shemen is zeisim v'anov. It's not a zeya ba'alma, but it is zeisim ba'alma. That's issue number one. And that's the gzeres hakosuv. The gzeres hakosuv is the megala svar that it's a zeya ba'alma. But that svar that it's a zeya, and in that regard, we differentiate between yayin v'shemen on the one hand and other juices on the other hand. Other juices are a zeya ba'alma. No, that's what it says in Pasuk. What it says in Pasuk is that other juices are a zeya ba'alma, whereas yayin v'shemen still have the shem of the zeisim, of the original zeisim ba'alma. It's part of the... I don't look at it as a byproduct of the pre. I look at it as the pre itself. But then, still another issue. Even if we say that the yayin and the shemen is the pre itself, the yayin and the shemen is the zeisim and the anovim, the wine is the grapes and the oil is the olives. But at the end of the day, you liquefied your olive. Even if the juice of the olive is considered to be part of the olive, but it's liquefied. It's like if you took a piece of chaylev and you liquefied it, nobody would say that it's a zeya ba'alma. If you take chaylev and you liquefy it, nobody's going to claim that it's a zeya ba'alma. It's certainly the chaylev, but it's gone through a phase change. It's no longer solid. Now it's liquid. That's another issue. Maybe when it goes through a phase change, maybe you're not chayv if you eat it in a liquid form. Maybe when it's a liquid form, it loses the shem iser. So that I need a limud for. So I have a limud by chaylev, I have a limud by nevela sef tor, but whatever iser b'me'elev. So that I can learn out from Tirush V'Yitzar, that even by yayin, even though that since the Torah says that if you take truma and bikurim of grapes and you squeeze them, so the liquid grape still has all of the chiyuvim of the solid grape. So you see that liquefying something does not lose the, even when you liquefy an iser, it doesn't lose the shem iser. That principle we can learn out from truma and bikurim. So now it's not shver. Says the Michas Baruch, it's no longer difficult. How can we learn that from Truma Bikurim? By Truma Bikurim, it's only true by Yayin Hashem. It's not true by other juices. By other juices, it's true that by other juices, apple juice. You're not chayav on apple juice. If you take apples, if you have apples of Truma and you make apple juice out of it, you're talking not chayav. Not chayav keren v'chaymish. But that's for a different reason. That's because it's a zeya ba'alma. It's not apples. It's just a byproduct of the apples. So it's not that you took an iser and you liquefied it. This is not the iser at all. It's a byproduct of the iser. But I can learn out. And there we distinguish between some fruits. We distinguish between different kinds of fruits. Yayin v'shemen is not a byproduct. And other kind of fruit juices, it's just a byproduct. But the principle that if a solid became liquefied, it doesn't lose the shem iser, that we can learn out from yayin v'shemen. They could taste in that regard to be mechalek between different kinds of fruit. Maybe I'll make it clearer. The Michas Baruch says there's a practical nafkamina between what he's saying. It says in the Rabbi Shua holds that din of that juice loses the shem iser unless it's zayim and olam. All other juices they lose the shem iser because it's a zayim ba'alma. Learned that from the pasuk. The Rashi explains, but the pasuk is megalel that it's a zayim ba'alma. Says the Michas Baruch, that's only true if you took a juice, you squeezed out the liquid, you're left with the pulp, and the pulp has now been separated from the liquid. So the liquid is a zayim ba'alma. What if I didn't squeeze out the juice? I took the apples with the juice and I pureed it. I took an apple and I pureed it. And now I have a liquefied apple. Says the Baruch, that's not a juice. That's not a Zeya Ba'alma. That's like I took Chaylev and I liquefied it. He says, that won't go with the Machlekes or Blessed and Rishua. Then everybody would agree that that would be Chayev. Because the principle that if you take a salad and you liquefy it, it doesn't lose the Shem Isser. There's no reason to mechalek between different kinds of fruit. If it's true, if liquefied, if it's true by one fruit, it's true by all fruits. It's a general principle. It's true by chaylev and it's true by nevelus seif Torah, and it's true by fruits. That if you puree the fruit, it doesn't lose the shem iser. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua are arguing about something. What Rabbi Lezer and Shua are arguing about is, what if I didn't puree the apple? I squeezed the apple and the juice came out. So Rabbi Shua says, juice? That's not apple at all. That's just a Zeya Ba'alma. That's a byproduct of the apple. I don't look at that. That's not a liquefied apple. That's altogether not an apple. It's a Zeya Ba'alma. And it's an exudate of the apple, but it's not the apple. So the apple's, it's not a liquefied apple. It's not an apple b'chal. That's Rabbi Lezer. That's Rabbi Shua, rather. And Rabbi Lezer, let me continue with Rabbi Shua. So Rabbi Shua says only zaysim v'anovim, the Torah is megala tirish v'yitzor, that really is a liquefied grape. That a wine is a liquefied grape. It's not just a byproduct of the grape. That's the liquefied grape, or oil. That's the liquefied olive. So that's the that's Rabbi Shua. And Rabbi Lezer says no. What's true about zaysim v'anovim is true. Doimi novu umino. That what's true about zaysim v'anovim is true by all fruit. The juice is the liquefied fruit. So in other words, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lezer are arguing. Which fruits is the juice a liquefied fruit, and which juice is the juice just a byproduct of the fruit? So Rabbi Lezer holds all juice is liquefied fruit; it's liquid fruit, and like what's in the bottle, you know, liquid apple. All juice is liquefied fruit, and Rabbi Shua said, no, not all juice is liquefied fruit. Only Ayin v'Shemen is liquefied fruit. Other juice is just a byproduct of the fruit. But Rabbi Lezer and Shua both agree that if you take an apple and you puree it, you're still chayev. Why? How do they know? Because they both agree that by Yayin B'Shemen, the liquefied fruit, you're chayev for drinking. Well, why are you chayev for drinking the liquefied fruit of Yayin B'Shemen? Even if it's still fruit, but it's a liquefied fruit. So it should be like you melted the chaylev. Maybe it loses the shem iser when it becomes a liquid. So you see the Torah says that no, that it's still chayev, it still has a shem iser. When it became a liquid, you see that when you take a fruit and you liquefy it, so it still retains the shem iser. So once that's true by Yayin v'Shemen, that's true by all fruit. That if you puree them, if you liquefy them, so then it retains the shem iser. I'm not sure if I'm giving this over. Is this clear? Yeah.
Why then wouldn't it only retain the shem iser if it's still the fruit? In other words, all we know is that by Yayin and Shemen, if it's still considered the fruit, that's still called an achila. You eat it as a liquid, but that wouldn't necessarily tell me that, like by hektish, if it's not a liquefied fruit, it's just a byproduct. So why would we even be?
No, exactly. When you take the body of the fruit, when you take the body of the issue, you take the whole chaylev and you liquefy it. You zap it with a laser and you liquefy it. So that's for sure not a byproduct. Everything that was there before is here now. That's the chaylev. The whole chaylev has been turned into liquid. You heated it up. The whole chaylev melted down into a liquid. You take a piece of you take wheat and you liquefy it. You put it into a very hot and it turns into a liquid. So the whole thing is there. That was the Michas Baruch's point is that nobody would call a Zeya Ba'alma because that's not a byproduct. That's the thing itself that it's only melted. I would have a havamina that since the Torah says achila, so maybe suri achila once they become not fit for achila only for shtia, maybe they lose the shem iser. So that I need psukim to tell me that it retains the shem iser even when it's been liquefied. But juice is a different issue entirely. I could look at juice. Rabbi Shua holds that except for Yayin v'Shemen, juice is not the fruit itself. Because without the pulp, the juice by itself, without the pulp, is not called the pri. If the platelet settle and then you have this the clear part of the liquid, is that, does that have a shem dam? So I'm not saying it's the same rules, but there's a mock-up to say that the juice is only a pre when it's mixed with the pulp. But when the juice is separated out from the pulp, then that's not called the pre. It loses the shem, not because it's been liquefied, because that's not the pre. The pre is only the pulp. The pulp can be in the medium. The juice is, let's say, like the medium that carries the pulp. It's probably a better word than medium. When you mix something up together, whatever I call it, the medium. I don't know. I'm sure. I think it's a better word, but no. It's the juice is just the medium to hold the pulp. So when you have an apple, the juice of the apple is just the thing that holds the But if you take the water out, the essence of the fruit is the pulp. The juice is just a byproduct. So of course, when they're together, eat an apple together, we don't say you only chayav on the pulp, you're not chayav on the juice. It's all one thing. But if you separate the juice out, so I look at that, that's not an apple, not because it's liquid, but because you've lost the pulp. So that if you lose the pulp, then what you have, then the rest of it is just the rest of it doesn't count. You know, it's like the body is 98% water, but if you separate the water out, I'm not saying halacha either, but I'm saying to give it to understand. So that's the concept of Zayah Ba'alma, that if you take the liquid out of the fruit, then it's not the fruit. The fruit is only when it has the pulp in it. So Menachas Baruch is saying these are two separate issues. They overlap, because when you have a case, when you have a juice has, you have to be, and you want to be mechayim on a juice, so you have to satisfy yourself about two things. First of all, you have to satisfy yourself, is a juice the pre at all? Maybe the juice is just a Zayah. So that's what Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua are arguing about. Yeshua says that Yeshua is mechalik between zeisim and ofim and other juices, and Rebbelezer is not mechalik, and all juices are the same. But then there's another principle. That's number one, issue number one. Then issue number two, which is in those juices where I don't need the pulp in order, in those juices that are not a zeya ba'alma, according to Rebbelezer, that's all juices. According to Yeshua, it's limited to zeisim and ofim. But those juices that are not a zeya ba'alma, where the liquid, where the juice is the fruit, but I've still taken a solid and turned it into a liquid. So Nechami, that's part of the Xeris HaKosov, that doesn't matter, and that already I can extrapolate to other Yisurim, that turning a liquid into a solid doesn't matter. And then Afmina Lahalochin, what the Menachas Baruch is saying is that if you took an apple or you took a pomegranate or something and you pureed it, that would not be subject to the Machlekes Rebbe Lezer and Yeshua. There Rebbe Lezer and Yeshua would both agree. Because there it's not a Zeh of Alma, that's the fruit itself. Elamai, it's become a liquid. Becoming a liquid, that's the limud. That becoming a liquid doesn't lose the shemis.
How can you split the two issues in the Gemara? Because the original shaila that we were asking was a brisa that says, you know, kalayim, tevel, hektish, that whole list is a question of mashkana yotzi ben kimosa and minoma. That's the same exact phrase that the Gemara interspersed within its discussion of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in terms of don minoma. No. That's what
He's going to have to say that when it says tevel,
and that mashkan yotzi min kimosa at the beginning, we're also trying to learn from a combination of truma or bikurim and one of the other things like chela. So it sounds like we're still interspersing those things.
But echad u'nashayim, either that brisa is talking about when it was pureed, or that brisa might punct hold like Rebbe Lezer that all juices are pureed fruit. But the principle that all juices are a pureed fruit is learned out from that principle. That brisa might hold like Rebbe Lezer. I have to look in the Mechaz Baruch how he says it, I remember. But it could be that it happens to be that brisa is using Rebbe Lezer's terminology of mashkan yotzi min kimosa kimosim, because in Rebbe Lezer's world, all juices are a pureed fruit. But the Gemara is particularly interested in knowing the principle of him chesachelav. When you puree something, or when you melt it down, does it retain the shemisser? And that we could not tackle it from Truma Bikurim. And that we can learn from Truma Bikurim even if we don't hold the Kabbalezer. Because what we're interested in is the principle that liquefying something doesn't lose the shemisser. it might be that by juice there's a different issue. Zayev Alma, that's Hakatol Machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua.
The Gemara
really
learns that out from
Xeris HaKasuv. The Gemara says, you can't learn out from Xeris HaKasuv for Israel Bama Elov.
But that's only to figure out what the source is for Mashkin, Ayotzim, and Kemosa. Meaning, in terms of the Chelev itself, and the Emphas HaChelev, that was Xeris HaKasuv. The only question is now, Mashkin, Ayotzim, and Kemosa, Menalon.
No, that's not true. The Gemara wants to know. I have the principle by Chaylev and by Nevela Seif Torah and by Chometz. But how do I know it by these other Isurim? Let's learn that out from Chaylev. So what would you learn out from Chaylev? That a liquefied fruit is still, that a pureed fruit is still a fruit. We couldn't learn out from Chaylev that juice is not Zeyah Ba'alma. What does Chaylev have to do with juice being Zeyah Ba'alma? In the Chanami, that we're not suggesting to learn out from Chaylev. We want to know how do we know the principle that how do we know the principle that hamcha melting something down or liquefying it, it's that even after you liquefy something it still retains the shemis. And we can't learn that out from Hektish, because Hektish is an Isra B'Me'elov, and this is not Isra. Which one of these is not Isra B'Me'elov? So Rashi says that I don't need a pasuk for I don't need the pasuk for the Tevel, because Tevel has its own sukkum of Trumas Yedecha, but I need the pasuk for Chodosh and for Hektish and for Shvius for Klayim. Now Chodosh is an Isra B'Me'elov. Shvius is in Israel B'me'elov. Klayim, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, that might be in Israel B'me'elov. So that I could learn out. Those I could learn out from Chaylev. So Rashi learns, but Hektish, how do I know Hektish? If I have some grains of Hektish and then I turn them into a liquid, so how do I know that it's that Yechayev? How do I know Yechayev? Yeah. Anyway, that's the side of the Mechuz Baruch. I think we have to see going forward whether the Rishonim are in this. Are the Rishonim masking with the side of the Mechuz Baruch? How to learn the sugya? That's an interesting thing. By itself, is very compelling. It's pshat in the sugya because it's very dochuk. It's very dochuk in the sugya to learn that the matzad is limited only to Rebbe Lesser. Sugya doesn't sound that way. Sugya sounds like the Mechuz Baruch. We learn that from Truma Bikur. End of story. We learn that from Truma Bikur. And it doesn't say we learn out from Truma Bikurim Aliba Rebbe Elazar. Even according to Rebbe Shua, we can learn out from Truma Bikurim the principle that if you take something and you melt it down, it still has a shemis. And I feel like I'm not doing the Mechuz Baruch full justice. Okay. You should see it inside. So now, let's go on. Let's take a look at Agamar. Mor says, "Om Amar Ravashi, Hay Dusha the Tamri Mevorchin Liya Shahakol Liya Bedvoy." I guess we already had a member of Marbar Ravashi about the Kubad Ara, so now we have another member of Marbar Ravashi. Hay Dusha the Tamri, Dvash that comes from dates Mevorchin Liya Shahakol Liya Bedvoy. The Brocha Shahakol Liya Bedvoy. My time Zeyah Ba'almu. It's not the pre, a Lusa L'Shem pre, it's a Zeyah Ba'almu. That's very reminiscent of the Gemara in Pesachim that says that the reason why May Paris, according to Beshua, you're not Chayiv, there's no Chayiv Karen V'Chayim Mishan May Paris, is because it's a Zeyah Ba'almu. So Rav Ravashi takes that principle and he extends it to Brochas. If it's a Zeyah Ba'almu, it's not a pre. If it's not a pre, then you can't make a Brocha, very pre. You have to make a Brocha, Shakal Niyah B'dvar. Keman Ki Hot Ki Aitano. It goes like a Beshua. It's not Dvash Tmar, V'yayin Tapuchim, V'chayim is Sfoim Yais, V'shayim Mei Perish Shal Trumah, V'lesim V'chayim 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 V'shib Shua Paita. So Mar Barabash is going like Yab Shua. that everything else except for Yayin v'Shemen has the status of Zeya of Zeya Bama. So this Gemara Mamish lines up with the Gemara Pesachim. That the reason why, according to Beshua, May Peris, why there's no Chiv and May Peris, that's Stamach Zeres HaKosov. If it was Stamach Zeres HaKosov, I don't know that it would extend Tilchas Brachas. It's not Stamach Zeres HaKosov. It's a Svar. That May Peris or Zeya Bama. I don't look at the, you see the Havana. The juice of the fruit is not the fruit. To be called the fruit, you have to, the juice of the fruit is not the fruit. The way the Michas Baruch learns, again, I'm not sure, we'll have to see if everybody agrees with this Michas Baruch. The way the Michas Baruch learns, the reason why the juice of the fruit is not the fruit is not because it's been liquefied. If you puree the fruit, and you made it into a smoothie, that would be a fruit. But it's because you separated the juice from the pulp. So that's why it's no longer considered to be a fruit. That's considered to be Zeya Bama. That's not considered to be part of the fruit. That's why it loses the Baruch. The Michas Baruch, that would be a nafkamin and din. That a smoothie, if you took a date and made it into a smoothie, that would still be barik ve'etz. The way is the fi hazavana. Because that's not a zeya ba'alma. That's not a zeya ba'alma. If it's not a zeya ba'alma, it's just a liquid fruit. Liquid fruit, no, that's the gemara. Liquid fruit, that's like liquid chaylev. Liquid chaylev is chaylev. Liquid fruit is fruit.
How are we able to draw an equation if we know that an olive oil is hadas na'ayit and ish shakol? So,
why? The broken olive oil is AIDS. As long as you don't drink it in a way that's Suzuki magically. Yeah, so what does Rashi say? So, Rashi, Zeya Ba'almu, Ve'enoi Pri Levarachalo Bari Pri AIDS. It's not a priest, you can't make a bracha Bari Pri AIDS. Chaim is fine, it's Soifei Anovi, She'en Misbashton Elomis. Rashi is busy. These are anovim. So it's anovim. Anovim l'chayr should anovim not a zeya ba'alma. We'll see in the Rashi. Mechayev keren mechaymish l'shoy simen b'shoygim. Shu apayte de zeya ba'alma. Ve'ein shem tru mechal holov. Ve'ein l'cha pri hanitin l'mashke el zeysim b'anovim v'lvad v'haynu k'mar b'ravashi. So Rashi is a hagdor over here. What makes Rashi explain to me that all other juices are Zeya Ba'alma? Only Yayin v'Shemen is not a Zeya Ba'alma. But the way Rashi's magdir that is that Yayin v'Shemen are the only payers that are Nitan l'mashke. They're given over for Mashke. So the Rashba understands Rashi to be saying Hasbara. Why is it that Yayin v'Shemen is a pri, even though all other juices are not a pri? So the Rashba understands Rashi to be saying, because Yayin, Zeisim v'Anovim are the only fruits that are planted for their juice. You plant a wine you plant grapes for the wine, you plant olives for the oil. So they're nitin l'mashke. Since they're nitin l'mashke, so the mashke retains the shem pri. Whereas all other fruit, you plant apples not for the juice, you plant apples for the apples. You could then take it and make a juice. You could squeeze the juice out, but that's not why you planted the apple. Likewise with all of the other pears. That's why there is Zeya Ba'alma. So the Rashba reads in Tarashi that we have now a hasbara, even though what do you mean hasbara? It's Gzeres HaKosov. So some of that's the Rashba Lishitosa. Gzeres HaKosov is Megala the Svara. Gzeres HaKosov is Megala the Svara that all fruits are a Zeya Ba'alma, except for Zeisim v'Anovim, they're not a Zeya Ba'alma because they're planted for the juice. And the Rashi is mavur that if you had some other fruit that was planted for the juice, then it would have the same din as Yayin v'Shem. Then it would not be a Zeya Ba'alma, then the bracha would still be Bari Pi'etz. And the Rashi quotes Tosfos. Tosfos, a different hasbara, why is it called a Zeya Ba'alma? So Tosfos says, Taish, but that's really not going in this Gemara, but Taish talks about beer. And why isn't beer Bari Minim Mizainis? So one of the Shoras Taish says why beer is not Bari Minim Mizainis is because Yeshli Ilu Yacharina Bepas. That the grain, that's reminiscent of what the Gemara says by Kimcha Dechiti. That Kimcha Dechiti is Shakel because it was Nishtane and it's yeshli and it's isli ilachirina bepas. Rashi said, remember that it's yotzu mechal priul lechal derech achilos leibah. And the one it was nishtana, and it wasn't nishtana to its derech achila. The derech achila of grain is to make it into bread. Instead, you made it into flour. So and you haven't yet made it into bread, and maybe you'll never make it into bread because it's toasted. It's a flour they made from toasted grain. So between the two, it's yotzu mechal priul lechal derech achilos leibah. So toasted beer is the same thing. It's nishtana, and it's not easily ilachirina bepas. It's not the derech achila to make the, of grain to have it as beer. The derech achila of grain is to have it as bread. So Mela, Taisus, that's why beer is not bari minim zaynus. The Rashba understands Taisus to be saying that that's why juices is ayabam. That's Taisus doesn't say that. Taisus is going with beer and zaynus. But the Rashba quotes Taisus. That Taisus is saying also, that maybe it's a different Taisus that we don't have, that Taisus says the reason why juices is ayabam is because it's nishtane, lagreyesa, and it's not. Because it's nishtana legreisa, like flour. It's nishtana legreisa. Anybody have a kibitz? You see me take hadron. They understood Rashi that the reason why yayin v'shemen is not a zeh ba'alma is because it was planted for mashke. That's the derech to drink it as mashke. So he asks chaimetz sitvanis also. It's the derech to drink it as mashke. Faket even more. Normally grapes you might eat them whole. Usually you make them into wine, but you might eat them whole. But sitvanis is seifet to seifet anovim. You're for sure not going to drink them, eat them as grapes. You're only going to have them as wine. So that should be mamish. That should be even more that it's not a zeh ba'alma. Different hasbara. What's called a zayah ba'alma? Yain v'shemen is not a zayah ba'alma because it's nishtane li'iluya. All other juice is nishtane li'greyasa, or at least they're not nishtane li'iluya. They're not nishtane li'iluya. If it's not nishtane li'iluya, so it loses the bracha. So he says, "Chaimis itvanis is nishtana liluya, because it's better as chaimis than it is as anovim." He says, "Well, maybe that these sitonis, they're so garua even when they're as anovim. So they grew ma'oid, so gama yaitzim mehem afal pishu yaitz roy mehem become makom who garua kol kach she'enei roy likaris mashgei lezeya ba'alma." It's a difficult svar. Akapanim mitechadvarim. You see how we understood Rashi and Tosis. It understands Rashi that what makes Yayin v'shemen special is that that's what they're planted for, and according to Taisus, what makes Yayin v'shemen special is that the nishtane le iluyo. I'm not sure if this is the Taisus about beer that he's referencing, or we have some Taisus that we don't have.
The Mosar of Kof, they have a footnote that we don't have this Tosos, but they say it's in Tosos Re. I'm not sure which Tosos that's referring to. Maybe it's just a moment.
Okay, I don't know. Interesting.
Rabbi
Yehuda.
What?
Rabbi Yehuda. Hitaka says it. Okay, so it's a Taisus, Mamash Taisus. So it's an interesting thing. So again, it comes out. According to Rashi, the reason why juice is called the Zeyab Alma is because it wasn't planted for the juice. It's not Derech Achilos. It wasn't planted for the juice. But according to Taisus, it's because it's nishtane, and it's not nishtane liluya. Mishnah was. I thought maybe Rashi and Tosfos should toss them. The Fi Tosfos, the reason why the juice is a Zeh Ba'alma, the reason why you put around the juice, it's not called the Pri, it loses the Shem Pri, is because it's Nishtana L'Dreyasa. Or at least not Nishtana L'Ilui, I'm not sure that's the same thing. Let's say it's Nishtana L'Dreyasa. I have to see how the Tosfos review says it exactly. According to Rashi, Rashi doesn't say that. Maybe Rashi agrees that Rashi's not sufficient. Rashi adds that it's not what it was planted for. So I thought maybe the Lishitosim, I think this too, but maybe the Lishitosim by Kimcha Dechiti. We have by Kimcha Dechiti, the Gemara says Kimcha Dechiti Shahakol. And the Gemara said, now Kimcha Dechiti is Nishtana. First of all, the Gemara takes over their cognizance of the fact that it was Nishtana. But the Gemara said, who cares if it was Nishtana? Shem and Zayas is also Nishtana. So the Gemara said, no, Shem and Zayas has no other Ilui. But Kimcha Dechiti has the Ilui Acharini Bepas. It means it's, and Rashi explains, Ilui Acharini Bepas means the Ikka Derech Achila is Pas. What you're doing now is not the Ikka Derech Achila. So it's Nishtana, and now it's not the Ikka Derech Achila. Now, there's Mechlekes Rashi and Tosfos, what's the case of Kimcha Dechiti? Rashi learns Kimcha Dechiti is flour. Pasulis in Rashi's Mash, but Kimcha Dechiti is flour. Tosfos says flour. People don't eat flour. It means a special kind of flour that's ground a good flour. It's like a granola. It's you take the kernels of wheat and then you toast them and then you grind up the toasted kernels and it's fairly tasty and it's something that two people do eat. But it's but it's not. But the ikadar achilus, of course, that it should be pass. Isli lechayinu bepass. So I feel like this. That Tosfos holds that you only could be the Tosfos held. That you only need the svar of isli ilay achayin of the past. That it's not the derech achil. It's not the ikad derech achila. By the toasted kernels, the ground up toasted kernels, where it's not nishtana l'greyasa. You know the toasted kernel. These whatever I don't know what to call it. This ground up toasted kernels of wheat that might be better than the whole kernels than the whole wheat. So it's not nishtana l'greyasa. It's nishtana. It's not l'greyasa. It's nishtana. So the Gemara says, well, yeah, it's Nishtana, and it's not the main way that you eat it. It's Isli Ilechayinu Bepas. But when it comes to Agamara, to juice, which is Nishtana L'Greyasa, so maybe you don't have to go any further. Nishtana L'Greyasa. That's enough reason. You don't have to come out to the people have in mind when they plant it. They don't have in mind when they plant it. Nishtana L'Greyasa is Mafsid to lose the Bracha. Something that's Nishtana L'Greyasa, that all by itself is a reason to lose the Bracha. So Tosfos Be'al says, well, you have to say it's Nishtana L'Greyasa. You don't have to seek any further explanation. But according to Rashi, Wolf Kimcha Dechiti is also Nishtana L'Greyasa. But the Gemara doesn't think that that's sufficient explanation. The Gemara still has to add that Isli Ili Achayin Bepas. If it's Nishtana L'Greyasa, but this is the way people eat it, then it would still have the bracha. It's only together the negative synergy that it's Nishtana L'Greyasa and it's not the Derech Achila. Derech Achila is Pas. So therefore Rashi over here, for Rashi it wasn't enough to say that the juice is Nishtana L'Greyasa. Rashi has to say that may be true, but according to Rashi that's not enough. You have to say that it's not the Derech Achila. Because if it was the Derech Achila, I wouldn't care that it's Nishtana L'Greyasa. And I'm throwing that out. There's a few Nekudas here that I'm 100% sure about, but Chorobashkov Rishon at least, maybe it works out well. I want to bring up a question. Next time we'll talk about it more. But I want to just bring up a question now in the Rashba. So it's Mavur in the Rashba. And the Rashi reads it into Rashi that the reason why Zaysim V'Anovim are called a Pri, why Yayin V'Shemen is called a Pri, is because that's what people planted for. They plant the grapes for the Yayin V'Shemen. They plant the grapes and the olives for the Yayin and the Shemen. That's what makes it into a Pri. That's what saves it from being Zeh Ba'alma. Again, Chari could ask, what do you mean? It's Xeris HaKosov. The Moran Chulin says it's Xeris HaKosov. Yayin Hashem is Xeris HaKosov. Tirish V'Yitzar. Doin Mino Buki Basra. The Torah says Tirish V'Yitzar. So, and even though we learn that from Bikurim, but now that it's in Truma, we learn that from the local Psukim in Truma. And by Truma, it talks about Tirish V'Yitzar having a special status. So it's Xeris HaKosov. So what is the Rashba? Why do we have to, why do Rashi and the Rashba, and Tosfos for that matter, why do we have to describe any further reasons for it? So that we could say, the answer is, because it's Mavur and the Hemshech of the Rashba, that the Xeris HaKosov is Megala the Svar that all Jews are Zeh Balma. The Xeris HaKosov is Megala the Svar that other Jews are Zeh Balma. It's probably a little bit Adai in the Yesh L'Shov. Even if the Xeris HaKosov is Megala that all Jews are Zeh Balma, all other Jews are Zeh Balma. But why do I need to say that the fact that Yayin Meshemen are not a Zeya Balma has an explanation in the das of the person who planted it? Why can't it just be Xeris HaKosov? Why can't it just be Megala? That all juices are Zeya Balma, and Yayin Meshemen is not a Zeya Balma. Even if the Xeris HaKosov is Megala the Svar of Zeya Balma, it's not some arbitrary chayk. Torah said, no, all juices are Zeya Balma, and Yayin Meshemen is not a Zeya Balma. But I could have said, well, the reason why Yayin Meshemen is not a Zeya Balma, because the Torah is Machshavit. The Torah said Tirish V'Yitzar, the Torah gave it a special Chashivus. And therefore, Yayin Meshemen is not a Zeya Balma. All of the juices, the Torah did not give a special Chashivus. The Torah didn't talk about the other juices. So all of the juices, the Torah was Megala by singling out Tirish V'Yitzar, the Torah was Megala, all of the juices are a Zeya Balma. Now, there's a big Nachmina Ladino, according to the Rashba's understanding of Rashi and Tosfos, if you add some other juice that had this quality that people planted for the Jews. I'm sure there are fruits in the world that people plant for the Jews. If you have some other fruit that people planted primarily for the Jews, it'll have the same din as Yayin Meshemen. It says in the Rashba. If you had some other fruit that when you're making it to juice, it's Nishtana Liluya, according to Tosfos, that it'll have the same din as Yayin Meshemen. That's a very big chiddush. How do they know that? Maybe it's Xeris HaKosov. I think Gemara says it's Zeya Balma. Yeah, that's the Xeris HaKosov tells me that all juices are Zeya Balma. You have to go step after step. First I have to establish what the Rashba said. If I didn't have the Gemara say Zeya Balma, so I would have said the whole thing's Xeris HaKosov. It's Xeris HaKosov that only Yayin Meshemen have a chi of Keren V'Chaimish, and other juices don't have a chi of Keren V'Chaimish, and it's nothing to do with whether it's a pre or not a pre, Stam Xeris HaKosov. And then it wouldn't be relevant to Tilchas Brachas at all. So that clearly you have to say, no, you see that from the fact that we apply Tilchas Brachas with the Hasbara about Zeya Ba'alma, both in Agamar and the Gemara Psochim, so you see that the Xeris HaKosov is telling me not just an arbitrary distinction. The Xeris HaKosov is telling me some juices are Zeya Ba'alma and some juices are not. Yayin Meshemen is a pre, and other juices are not a pre, they're just a Zeya Ba'alma. Yayin Meshemen is the pre, and other juices are a Zeya Ba'alma. But Adayin, Ben Shoyel, but maybe that itself is still something the Torah itself is determining. The Torah is determining which juice is a pre and which juice is not a pre, which juice is a Zeya Ba'alma and which juice is a pre. Who says, and the way the Rashba reads it into Rashi and Tosfos, the Rashba telling me that Kilu Nosata Torah Kolechet Ve'echet Ve'yodoy, that really the Torah, even though the Torah talks about Yayin Meshemen as being special, but really the Torah is giving it to us that we can say that other things are also special. If they'll be like Yayin Meshemen, they'll also be special. There's a chiddush here in the Havana. Even after we say that the Xeris HaKosov is a Megala, that juices are a Zeh of Alma, it's not an arbit, but there's still a step beyond over here that the Rashba and maybe Rashi and Tosfos are taking, that they're saying that even though it starts with the Pasuk, but the difference between Yayin Meshemen and all of the juices itself is a rational thing. Yayin Meshemen is special because people plant it for that reason, or because it's Nishtana Liluya. Other juices don't have those qualities, and if they did, then it would have to be like Yayin Meshemen. So that's, I'm not asking a kasha, but I'm pointing out there's a chiddush here in the Rashba that's maybe a little bit beyond what we need to say from the hechach of the sugya. That I want to explore a little bit. I think maybe there's a hechach to why the Rashba said that. Anyway, I want to revisit that next time. I want to talk about the Ravid. Also, the Rashba has a Ravid here that's very sure and needs a hesber. And I really want to talk a little bit more about the Gemara in Gemara in Chulin. In particular, what I want to drill into a little bit, because I think it's relevant to all of this, is that there's a problem in the Gemara in Chulin that Rashi himself raises, which is that the Gemara wants to learn. The Gemara has a whole discussion. The Torah says that we learn our truma from Bikurim, that juice is like the fruit. But do we say doimino mino, that it applies to all juices? Do we say doimino buki basra, and it only applies to yayin v'shemen, it doesn't apply to other juices? So Rashi raised the question, what are you talking about? Truma, there are no other juices that could be truma. There are no other fruits that could be truma, that have juice. Because truma is only by dogon tirish v'yitzer. Most Rishonim hold, the Rambam holds that the way. Most Rishonim hold that the raisa the chiyuv of trumas and maaser is only by dogon tirish v'yitzer. So dogon is grain. Grain doesn't have juice anyway. So tirish v'yitzer, yayim is yayim v'shemen. So that's it. All there is yayim v'shemen. So how's it even shayach machlekes of lezen of Yeshua? Do we say doim mino mino, or do we say doim mino buki basra? Do we say that this din that mashkan yetsim kemaisim is only by yayim v'shemen, or is it by all juices? What other juices are there in the context of truma? The only juices that there are is yayim v'shemen. So how could there be b'chal machlekes of lezen and Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shua? So Rashi raised the question. Rashi says, "Kastul called the Tikkun Rabban came there. I said Tikkun." But that's very difficult because, first of all, it's very strange. Called the Tikkun, the Eisim came. It's a strange kind of called the Tikkun. Called the Tikkun Rabban. We'll talk about that. And also, but we learn back from Tumah to Bikurim and from Bikurim to Arla. Those are the Eisim. But Bikurim and Arla, you do it by other juices. And we learn back from Tumah to Bikurim. And which kind of juices of Bikurim is there a chiyuv of carrying a chaimish? That's nothing. That's not a derban. That's in din deraisa. How do we learn back from truma to Bikurim? Yes, to limit it to zaysim anovim. Not to limit it to zaysim anovim. But by truma itself, it can't be such a machlekes. Only on a derban level, called the tikkun. But if it's only a derban and tikkun machlekes, how does it reflect back onto Bikurim? That's a very important, a very basic problem of pshat. I think if we're going to handle that problem, maybe it'll help us with a lot of and understanding here in the Rashba as well.
Can I follow up on my question? I don't understand how the